This is KUT. The equipment on Austin's playgrounds is slowly but surely being replaced, and the new equipment looks a little different. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey investigates.
Marty Stump with the city's Parks and Recreation Department gives me a tour of the animal life at Dove Springs District Park.
We needed to make sure that there was an armadillo
and a tarantula,
and a gecko. Yeah, but we waved off on the snake. The snake was going to be right there, but we went, that's a little too realistic.
To be clear, all of these animals are dead, or fake rather. They're etched into slabs of concrete that have been sculpted to look like a tree. The whole thing looks like a play area growing out of a live oak, plastic slide shooting out of the trunk of the tree, and a bridge hanging between its branches. It's all part of a long-term project at the city to throw out that bright play equipment.
In the past 15, 20 years, you see a lot of primary colors and pastel colors.
And replace it with objects that look, and in some cases are, more natural.
It's a combination of greens and browns and tans, and so it blends into the landscape.
Stump says the trend is national, and although nature-based play equipment tends to be more expensive than the bright-colored stuff, the city's hoping to make over 5 playgrounds in the near future, for several reasons. In the age of iPhone and computer play, kids can feel like they're actually playing in nature. It encourages some kids to start exploring. We watch a little guy on a log.
Kids will ultimately make their own play. In the case here, sitting on a log, digging in the bark mulch and in the gravel there. It looks like he's clearing some material out of his shoe.
These playgrounds also instill an appreciation for the environment in kids, says Stump. Who knows? The kids seem to like it okay. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.